Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, "Then all the tribes of Israel came to David of Hebron, and they anointed David king over Israel." 2 Samuel 5, verses 1 and 3. This was David's third anointing. He was anointed by Samuel at the Lord's instructions, 1 Samuel 16:13. Then by his own tribe of Judah, 2 Samuel 2:4. Now he was being recognized as king over all Israel. In this, he prefigures the Lord Jesus, who also was anointed 3 times while on earth. His title as Messiah, or Christ, means anointed one. In each case, the anointing was performed by a woman who saw in him what the elders of Israel did not see. In the first case, he was anointed as a revealing prophet, Luke 7, verses 36 to 50. Quote, "A woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil." Verses 37 and 38. Simon said in his heart, quote, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is." Verse 39. Jesus immediately proved his prophetic ministry by revealing both what was in the heart of the woman and in Simon's heart. Jesus' second anointing, John 12, verses 1 to 12, was as offering priest. 6 days before Passover, quote, "Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard and anointed the feet of Jesus," verse 3. She had listened long enough at Jesus' feet to hear the whole story, including the purpose of his sacrificial death. Thus her anointing was for his burial, verse 7. In his third anointing, 2 days before Passover, Matthew 26, verses 6 to 13, he seemed to be recognized as the soon reigning king. Not now on his feet, this woman, quote, "poured it on his head," verse 7, upon which would be placed first a crown of thorns, but ultimately a diadem of glory. Hail Jesus, prophet, priest, and king.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.